This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, I'm John North. As we get our week started, let's start it the best way possible, by taking some time with God together. As I read this passage of Scripture, make sure that your heart is in tune with God, that you're listening. I don't mean that your life has to be perfect. You have to have cleaned your own life up. God is the one who does that. He doesn't expect you to do that. He just expects you to come to Him with an open heart and receive what He wants to do in your life. God wants to be involved in your life today, and He wants to speak to you through this passage of Scripture. Are you ready to hear what God has to say to you? We're going to look this week at a number of the Psalms, and today we come to Psalm 128. It says, "How blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. When you shall eat of the fruit of your hands, you will be happy, and it will be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine in your house. Your children like olive plants around your table. Behold, for thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion, and may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Indeed, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel." Well, this psalm has a very simple message. And that is that the most important thing for you to do if you want a good family life is to fear the Lord and walk in His ways. How blessed is everyone who fears the Lord and walks in His ways. And then he starts talking about how wonderful your relationship will be with your spouse and your children, and you'll be happy at the work of your hands. How foolish to try and live life on our own strength. Don't we so often just mess up our relationships and the whole direction of our lives when we go our own way? God has designed life so it only works when we are going His way in life, when we are living in relationship to Him. God wants to be involved in your relationships. He wants to be involved in your marriage, in your parenting. Those relationships don't work when your life revolves around yourself. A self-centered person always spawns bad relationships. But a God-centered person, a person in whose life God is working, a person who God is changing to be focused on the things that really matter, that person is a lover. They are able to love in a meaningful way. They're able to give of themselves in their relationships. And that produces peace and harmony and joy and good relationships and meaning in those relationships. Isn't that what you want for your life? Don't you want God at work in your relationships? You can't get it by just trying harder in your relationships. You can only get it when your relationship with God Himself is healthy. And that only happens as you spend time with Him and as you respond to what He is saying to you in your life and do it. Learn to live in relationship with God and all of your life will be blessed. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.